Mr. Meltzer, I turn it over to you to get us rocking and rolling and sharing what is your takeaway from the month of June.
My takeaway is the results equation, which was a Napoleon Hill Institute training that I did. Because I think the biggest conflict that I see is I do meetups, hold court around the world, over 200 cities, giving a minimum of an hour to listen for what people want to learn. Most people have a difficult time with attachment to outcomes. They have a perspective of either I'll be happy when, or they have anxiety or a variety of interference because things aren't happening fast enough. And there is a formula to get the results that you desire, or even better, even though every day we face circumstances that provide evidence that is either non-existent that we're going to get to where we want to be or better, or it's contrary to where we want to be or better. And these circumstances create even more interference, or they move us into a trajectory that's not aligned with our divine direction. And so the results equation was my biggest takeaway, which is what we think, say, do, believe, and feel become our perception. Our perception creates meaning. We control that entire process. We control the thoughts that we have. We control what we do, say, think, feel, and believe. We control the perceptions of it. We control the meaning we give it, which controls our behaviors. Now, is it easy? It sounds simple, but you and I, Nick, we both live the simple things to do or simple not to do. Is it easy to control the thoughts, words, beliefs, feelings that we have that create the perceptions? Is it easy to control our perceptions through gratitude, forgiveness, and accountability? Is it easy to control the meaning of the mistakes, failures, setbacks, defining moments, historical relevances of our past? And is it easy to control our behavior? Let me give you an example, which is a good one of how this works. If, for example, you're looking for a result to quit smoking, you can control your thoughts, the words, the actions, the feelings and beliefs, the perception that you can do it, the meaning to stay alive longer, you know, not just have a lifespan, but have a health span. You can control all of that. And believe it or not, it would result in a behavior, because what we do say, think, feel, and believe, how we perceive it, what meaning we give it, creates those behaviors. And it's the behaviors that create the result. And here's the example. I know there's billions of dollars made for people to quit smoking, but I'll give you the solution to quit smoking that's 100% proven. Do not put a cigarette in your mouth. Ta-da! Not really that complex, Nick, to do not put a cigarette in your mouth. But again, that will create the results that you want, but you need to have free will to do, say, think, feel, and believe, to create the perceptions, the meanings, and the behaviors. The behaviors create the result. So the evidence that exists today, the circumstances that exist today, have no bearing on where you want to be or better. So my takeaway is the better we control what we do, say, think, feel, and believe, the better we control our perceptions, the better we control the meaning of that perception, the better we control our behaviors, because it's simple, but the simple things to do are simple not to do, like not putting a cigarette in your mouth, equals the results that we desire, or even better. So that is the results equation. If anybody would like it, I have a complete training on it. I have exercises, guides. I'd be happy to send it to you. David means beloved. At D is my first initial. Meltzer means servant. Just email me, david@dmeltzer.com.
Beautiful. And before we turn it over to the rest of our community, in alignment with sharing their takeaways as well as their questions for you today, I would love to take the liberty to share my takeaway.
I was going
to
ask you for yours. You beat me to the punch, either a takeaway or a question that you may have, or both. But go ahead, Nick, help me out.
Yeah, my takeaway is actually something that came it came to us on actually July 1st technically, but it's definitely something that's resonating with me very much right now. I'm sure that the majority of people in our community saw the let's call it the activation that was at the Empire State Building this week, as we had some climbers with a very specific message that they had put out. And their message is actually what had resonated with me. And that message was, when the power of love beats the love of power, the world knows peace. And I thought that it was a very beautiful reminder, not only the power of love, but also the power of humility. And when you have a great harmony between the two, how we can empower others to empower others with our mission, which is to make people happy by making a lot of money for the sake of helping a lot of people and having a lot of fun while we do it.
I love that, man. I should post that on my threads. That is
Mike,
beautiful.
take
You
note.
know, take a just a comment on that. In the realm of my takeaway in the month in the results equation, imagine how simple it would be to get all the world leaders together and have them agree that every penny that they're spending on weapons and war, that they would spend on education, environment, and food. Imagine what the world could be, but not to be John Lennon-esque, right? But imagine all the people, right? And so, these ideas, although they may sound cliche, there's a reason they're cliche. The human nature never changes, and those truths, the repetitive, honest truth of love over power, or being able to have peace or ease, not just externally, but internally. That's where you need to start. If you're not at peace, at ease yourself, you cannot give it to others. You'll be stuck in the interferences of separation, inferiority, superiority, anxiety, frustration, depression, resentment, guilt, worry, the duplicate negative of all time. Not only are you interfering with where you want to be or better, you're wishing for what you don't want most of the time. With these interferences as well. What a beautiful thing. Please restate it just so Mikey gets it down, what was stated on the Empire State Building.
Yep, so the quote was, "When the power of love beats the love of power, the world knows peace." And I see
And that's.
the chat is lighting up, everybody with love wins and so on and so
Yes.
forth. And it's such in connection with us and of course our frequency, let alone, the 528 frequency of love as well.
You got it, man. I'm so proud of you. What a great takeaway. All right, my brother. Let's keep this thing rocking and rolling as the first quarter is already coming to a close.
It's crazy how time flies when you're having fun. Let's turn it over to our community to get understand what people are listening for, and of course, what's resonating with them. I want to turn to a good friend here, as we have on so many requests, both on the webinar and the multicast, as well as here in the Breakfast with Champions on Clubhouse. Our first takeaway, or ask me anything of the day, is going to be the Meltzer Double, Mr. Eric Meltzer. That is no family affiliation, just kindred spirits and souls. Mr. Eric, it is great to see you here as always. Happy Friday. Unmute yourself and share away, my friend.
Cool. Thank you so much, Nick and Dave. So my takeaway is that people's actions speak louder than words. When people show their true colors, be thankful and realize you can't change others to fit into the mold you want them to, no matter how much you may desire it.
Eric, what a great cliche, once again, which means it's resonating true for multiple years with billions of people, that your actions speak louder than your words. One of the things to think about within the context of those actions is, what do I think about those actions? How do they align with me synergistically, supplementally? How relative are they, associated to me? How much do those actions feed me through the bleeding and feeding that they may cause? And a lot of times, we want to have something happen so bad that we ignore the obvious. So we keep on making excuses for the actions of others that are not aligned with our values, are not aligned with our divine direction of where we want to be or better. And so, as we interpret those actions and allow them, the one thing we don't want to do is feel punished. You know, so many people, they will use blame, shame, justification when their or other people's actions are not aligned with the divine. And we want to be accountable. We want to say to ourselves, what did I do to be responsible for this action of another? What did I do to attract this action of another? What did I do to participate in the perception of the action or other? One of the greatest lessons that I've learned, it was a takeaway years and years ago on an Ask Me Anything. And I believe I learned it from an ex-football player, Hakeem Valdez, a great entrepreneur who's involved in real estate and coffee. But Hakeem said to me, David, the greatest takeaway I've had is to trust and vet. And it's so interesting because I went down a road of understanding trust. And so if I trust Nick implicitly, which, by the way, I do, and Nick makes a representation to me, words, of some sort of action that he is going to take, and I don't ask him questions, I don't feel comfortable because I trust him to make sure that we're not miscommunicating, I don't misunderstand something, because a lot of times the words are misunderstood or miscommunicated. There's no bad intention in the action that does not align with the words that I thought I heard. And so trusting and vetting goes beyond just somebody overselling, back-end selling, lying, manipulating, and cheating. Yes, the vetting process will very quickly expose that. But about 80% of the time, notating everybody that 99% of Dave Meltzer's statistics are made up, about 80% of the time, you must trust the person first. And then because of the trust, you should feel comfortable and confident in asking uncomfortable questions, not just to find out if they're lying, cheating, manipulating, overselling, and back-end selling, but simply if there's a miscommunication. It's not what they said, it's what you heard. And those can cause this conflict between what you said and what you do. And so there's a lot of layers and subtleties and understanding that actions do speak louder in words, because not only do they indicate if somebody's lying, cheating, manipulating, overselling, and back-end selling, but it also exposes miscommunication, misunderstanding, which I believe happens about 80% of the time. And we just are not good listeners because we don't practice listening. You see, listening itself is a non-active behavior. You can hear while you're sleeping, right? So if the fireworks go off tomorrow night and you fell asleep early, they're going to wake you. But you don't have to actively listen. But you have to actively see. You have to actively see. So seeing, you have to actively speak. You're not just unconsciously speaking all the time. The words just don't come out all day long without you having activity involved. So it's very important to understand, Eric, that you are accountable. You are accountable for other people's actions to the respect that, what did I do to be responsible for the incongruency between what I thought was said and what is being done? What did I do to attract this to myself? And what am I doing to participate in the perception? And most importantly, as you know, to take control of the situation, the circumstance, we must ask ourselves the most important question of accountability. What am I supposed to learn from it? That's all. That's the gift of every miscommunication and every action that does not align with the words that we thought we heard. What am I supposed to learn from it? A beautiful cliche, a beautiful takeaway, and a beautiful soul. I'm so sorry that you've experienced yet again in your life that actions speak louder than words. But at least now, hopefully, you have some greater understanding why actions speak louder than words. Because people lie, manipulate, cheat, oversell, back and sell some of the time, but they also miscommunicate and are misunderstood a lot of the time. Does that sound fair?
Yeah, man. You know, hard, good lessons to learn. Really thankful for all your guidance and just going at it with me shoulder to shoulder. Thank you so much, Dave.
You got it, E. All right. Thank you so much. We're rocking and rolling on July 3rd, Friday, and our community shows up as they do. But if you would like the lesson of trusting and betting, please email me, the beloved servant, David@dmeltzer.com. David@dmeltzer.com. Nick Vuam, which rhymes with .com. Why don't you go ahead and let me know if somebody else had a takeaway or a question for the beloved servant.
Absolutely.
I'm like Ricky Henderson now. I'm talking to myself in the third person.
I was going to say, this is a new one for us. We've got Marianne, who has a short window here before she boards her flight. So would love to prioritize you, Marianne. Unmute yourself and go ahead and share your takeaway or question for David today.
Hi, guys. Can you hear me?
Yep.
Loud and clear.
Okay. I just want to make sure. Okay, so two things to take away is, first of all, from just now, love your neighbor as yourself. And I've been really bad at that. I love others more than myself in the past. Let's talk about that. And so that's been a big thing, putting myself first and also putting my calendar first. I realize there's a big difference between being busy and now being intentional with the calendar due to the transition I've been in. I've always been rigorous scheduling things, but the calendar is packed. And really learning the difference. So what I now need to know, when are you guys on with the well-oiled machine, reviewing your calendar? Because the calendar that I learned was from rigor and constant movement and survival, whether it was my own or when I worked at the mayor's office. And now I really want to study my calendar more as I've been. So that's so beautiful. My learning. And I'd like to know, when do you review that?
It's so beautiful. Thank you. There's so much to unpack there. So thank you. We got you before you got on your plane. So first of all, with the WOM podcast, Nick and I have done 49. That was Tim Wakefield. We name every episode for a famous sports hero or person who carries that number. So Tim Wakefield is a Hall of Fame knuckleballer in the MLB. And we're kind of the knuckleballers of podcasts. And when I say that, 10% of the people cannot get enough of WOM. And 80% really are intellectually entertained by it, and 10% hate it, like my wife. So the WOM podcast is when Nick and I take either our calendar or somebody else's calendar, and we dissect it as a student of that calendar. And so we look and show how you can be more efficient, effective, and statistically successful, how you can be more productive, accessible, and gracious with your time. It has been picked up by Podcast One. So they are migrating, not just the WOM podcast, but five episodes of the playbook and five different shows that I have on office hours. So we have Made for Mistakes, the WOM podcast, Fairways to Fortune. We have Act Like a Champion, and then the general office hours show as well. They are migrating over thousands of our interviews. We have over 2,600 playbooks. We have over 905 episodes of office hours that each have three or four interviews in it. So if you take 3.5 times 900, there's over 3,000 plus the 2,600. They're migrating 5,600 episodes for us. I don't know what day they're going to air the WOM podcast. So we will send out notifications on what day the live number 50 is coming out this week. We'll let you know. But within a matter of weeks, we will have a set day that the WOM podcast will be seen on Podcast One, Apple TV, et cetera, et cetera. YouTube as well. By the way, you can catch all the WOM podcasts are there right now on YouTube. So just my name, David Meltzer. Check out the WOM podcast. And if anybody would like the student of the calendar training, exercise, or guide, email me, the beloved servant. David means beloved. At D is my first initial for David. Meltzer means servant. David at dmeltzer.com. Hopefully that's enough information for Marianne and the crew about the WOM podcast. And I will tell you, my co-host is incredible. They've actually renamed him legally, Nick of WOM. That's how incredible he is about being a well-oiled machine at the tender age of 25. Increíble. That means incredible. All right, let's take the bigger picture, which I thought was really interesting because I had my own epiphany about do unto neighbors as you would do unto yourself. For so many years, once again, a cliche, it's biblical in its nature, obviously a commandment, which means work with God, command. They're not the 10 demandments. Nobody's demanding you, ordering you to do it. They're called commandments. And if you go ahead and ChatGPT or Google command, it means to work with. So we're going to work with God to try to do unto neighbors as we do unto ourselves. And when I first learned this, what I thought it meant was be kind to your neighbor. Like don't do things to your neighbor that you wouldn't do to yourself. But I have now come to believe that it's the exact opposite. If you treat your neighbors like you treat yourself, you're going to have no friends. You might not have any neighbors. We are not nice to ourselves. Most of us, of course. And so I think it is just like the infinite loop of giving. It's the infinite loop of kindness to do unto others as you do unto yourself. Treat your neighbors as you would, right? Cover your neighbors. Do unto others as you do to yourself. It starts actually with self and taking care of ourselves, being kind to ourselves, being loving to ourselves, because we can't give what we don't have. And so I think it's remarkable and very interesting that I spent so many years thinking it was be nice to other people, but it really to me has taken on an entirely inverse meaning. Love yourself, be kind to yourself, receive, ask for more for the sake of your neighbors. I can't rewrite the Ten Commandments, Nick. I can't write the cliches as they have held true. But as mentioned before, my new thoughts, meanings, feelings, beliefs about this unbelievable takeaway have changed my perception of it, has changed my meaning of it, and actually has changed my behaviors, which has changed the results that I have. So do unto others as you would do unto yourself. Covet thy neighbor as well, within the same perspective of you can't give what you don't have. Give more, you'll be given more. Give more, and given more, you can receive more. Receive more, you can ask for more than more, so you can give your neighbors more than more, be given more than more, receive more than more, and ask for more than more than more, so you can give your neighbors even more.
Marianne, does that help?
Oh my God, it was beautiful. Thank you so much, guys.
Have a safe trip. Say hi to your dad.
Oh no, I'm not going to see my dad. I'm going to Nashville.
Still see him. Debbie's still selling.
Okay.
Oh, what are you doing in Nashville? You gonna see the buckle? Are you gonna see Buckalulu?
No, so I'm going to the Ivory Mansion that Ed Clay owns, that owns CPI, and Scotty Nelson, who's one of my clients. They have a big, huge 4th of July party. And
oh my goodness.
They were like, did you get your ticket? And I missed it in my email. I didn't even know. They bought me a ticket last week. Oh my God,
what nice people. Well, have a wonderful 4th of July. Celebrate the greatest country ever created.
Okay. Yes, you too. And I'm celebrating all of us here too.
Thank you.
That we bring people.
Thank you.
We love you, Marianne, and thank you for always joining us here. We are almost to what is halftime here of the Takeaway of the Month and Ask Me Anything edition of David's Free Friday Trainings, which he's been doing for over 28 years. Just as a quick reset of the room and reminder to everybody, for anybody that's on the multicast, as we are live on all platforms, if you have your Takeaway of the Month to share or have a question for David today, go ahead and make sure to put it in the room chat. And for all of our friends on Clubhouse, of course, if you are in the audience, use the hand icon to request to join the stage. Or if you are already on stage, just put a quick note in the room chat, and I will be happy to pass the mic over your way. Now, David, for our next guest and takeaway of the month, I'm actually going to read something from our dear friend Robin, who is not able to jump on live to share, but had texted me separately as she wanted this message shared with you. So her takeaway for this month was persistence over perfection. True transformation comes from maintaining her internal thermostat and showing up consistently every single day. After 6 years of inner work, she's finally experienced a shift and that she has always dreamed of. The anxious food noise that has kept her mind hostage for years is finally becoming quiet. Her focus is to stay patient, lead with gratitude, and remember that this is all a daily practice. She thanks you very much for not only being an incredible mentor on this journey, but she is celebrating her 3-year anniversary of working with you. And by doing so, she is also going to be in Viva Las Vegas. So she is excited to see us next week. And Robin, I know you are still listening in, and if not, you will catch the replay. So thank you for sharing that with us. David, passing to you for comment.
Persistence over, I missed that word, sorry.
Yeah, persistence over perfection.
Yes. Perfection is persistence. To understand that we are perfect as we are, and to amplify who we are, the great I am, we need to figure out what we're doing to interfere with it. So how do we figure out, Nick, what we're doing to interfere with it? Through practice, through hopefully something that assembles like the 5 daily practices with the foundational values of gratitude, to find the light, the love, and the lessons while we're practicing, to be at ease by forgiving ourselves made from mistakes, to be accountable, as we mentioned earlier with Eric Meltzer, to ask ourselves, what did we do? Say, think, feel, and believe. What did we do to attract it? What do we do to participate in the perception? And of course, effectively communicating, staying inspired by stopping, dropping, and rolling. Those 5 daily practices are no good unless they're daily. And one of the key lessons, which I would love for people to email me to ask for this exercise, david@dmeltzer.com, is the daily practices don't work unless you practice. But human nature doesn't like 2 things. They don't like the 2 things that make great leaders, and they don't like the 2 things that allow us to expand and learn. Consistency or persistence and truth. We don't like it. We don't like feedback in the present. We don't like the truth in the present, and we certainly don't like to be consistent and persistent. We don't like it. So the biggest lesson that I'd like to send to everybody that is exactly aligned with this idea of persistence over perception is the non-negotiables and the negotiables. If we can predetermine our divine alignment, if we can predetermine our divine direction and make a commitment of persistence, we will live in perfection. We won't be perfect, Nick, but we will live in perfection the majority of the amount of time. We'll spend minutes and moments outside of perfection, ease, inspiration, but we will spend the majority of our human experience, the 24 hours a day that we're guaranteed every day of our life, except for the last day, will be cheated. We will spend the majority of every 24 hours at ease, inspired, in spirit. If we make a commitment of persistence of non-negotiable behavior, 90% of our growth will happen from being persistent in non-negotiable behaviors, a predetermined divine direction. And how do we do it? We have to assign the time. We have to assign the time to a non-negotiable and say, it is non-negotiable no matter what happens today, no matter what circumstances, fireworks, no matter what happens, mortgage-wise, weather-wise, argument-wise, whatever happens, I'm going to spend a minimum amount of time sleeping. I'm going to spend non-negotiable, no matter what happens, a minimum amount of time with my family, a minimum amount of time every day on my health, a minimum amount of time on my faith, a minimum amount of time studying time so I can be a Wammer like the Nick of Wam, and a minimum amount of time on relativity of that time, the meaning, so I can utilize the mathematical equation of results, making sure I do say, think, feel, and believe, to have the perceptions, the meaning, and the behaviors to get me the results that I want, regardless of the evidence. And when we utilize these non-negotiable behaviors, no matter what, knowing that, yes, we're human and we will make mistakes and be made from those mistakes, but we will learn from those mistakes, and we will make sure that if we need to make an exemption, that I didn't get the minimum amount of time on my sleep, my health, my family, my faith, the study of finance, the study of time, the study of relativity, whatever your non-negotiables are, because they're aligned with your divine direction. I just make sure I super prioritize that non-negotiable the next day so I don't miss twice in a row. That's persistence. That's persistence over perfection. And so if anybody would like the non-negotiable guide exercise training for persistence over perfection, the replay of that training, just email me, david@dmeltzer.com. I'll be happy to share that with you. And Robin, happy anniversary. Thank you for working with us for 3 years. We look forward to celebrating that and many more things in Las Vegas. Where we will be, anyone in these cities, whether it's from London, New York, Philly, Vegas, SoFi, Orange County, San Diego, any of these cities, Atlanta, Jamaica, we got so many things coming up, 200 cities. Listen up, join the text community so we can go ahead and invite you, not obligate you. And that number is always posted there, 949-298-2905. We even made a silly jingle about it, which can rock and roll you. I promise it's super cool. Robin, thank you so much. I acknowledge and appreciate you so much, and all of you who are part of our community, our neighborhood. It's growing, and it's growing fast. So please invite your friends. Come and join us. We do meetups, holding courts, VIP dinners for charity. We do interviews. We do TV shows, podcasts. We do speeches, obviously. We have a group every Monday that meets that Robin's in as well. And so not only do I answer questions, provide personal proximity and introductions to you, but every day, it's thousands of people are there to help each other and know people that help each other. You cannot get a greater value than being part of our group. And that's why so many people are members. Or get on my wait list if you need greater proximity with one-on-one coaching, advisory, consulting, whatever you need. Just join my wait list so I can prioritize you as my time allows. Anyway, Nick, who is up next? And I just want to tell you, thank you. I love the takeaways and the questions.
Yeah, it's always my, I don't want to say favorite, it's like for you picking a favorite child, but I think it's one of the most fulfilling trainings that we
do. I do pick favorite child, so, but it just depends on what day. Same with executives and employees, right? I have favorites, it's just which day.
More than fair. Well, today, I think one of our favorite community members is our main man, Mr. Brent Nichols. Brent, we hope to see you here as we are coming to New York City for Fanatics Fest plus Car Wash, of course. But in the meantime, why don't you go ahead and unmute yourself and share your takeaway of the month or your question for David today?
Damn right. Yeah, we definitely have our favorite kids for sure. And that Monday training has like changed my life over the past 3 years. So thank you for that. My takeaway is going to change the trajectory of my business and or better wherever I want to take it. And it could help others because I'm like so excited about it. But before that, my takeaway could very well be cheering everyone's takeaways. I mean, love, right? You know, that's freaking amazing. You know, with Eric and not changing a closed mind, crazy schedule, organization, all this stuff. It's so good. I'm so glad to be part of this community. I really, really, truly mean that. And I thank you from the bottom of my heart. But here's the takeaway. So Presentation matters so much. And it's your responsibility to present with intention so you accomplish your goal and you help others. It's just this last month that things have been falling into place. Same offer, same program, different presentation, different outcome. And it's about to change the trajectory of everything I'm building. And I'm so freaking excited. So my takeaway of the month is work on your presentation. It matters.
My man, that is so true. I see so many people. I do want to touch on one thing, right? It's the same line of thinking of the people that get so busy, they forget to make money. They get so busy, they forget to spend time with their family. They get so busy, they forget to take care of themselves. It doesn't make any sense. And you ask them why they're so busy, they'll say, oh, I'm so busy so I can make more money, have time with my family, and be healthy. No sense. The same thing holds true for what you have learned over the last 3 years and the capability that you have to practice the articulation of value. That's a presentation. And the key components of articulating that value or the presentation is, one, knowing your timing and risk tolerance, two, knowing perceived value, which is based off of that which only practice allows you to do. Perceived value is based off of this articulation and presentation that has made all the difference, is based off of how comfortable and confident you are. And guess how you become comfortable and confident in anything? Like Jim Morris said, practice. To Iverson, practice. Yes, practice. 5 daily practices. That's how it happens. Non-negotiable behavior. That's how it happens. A minimum of 2 minutes a day, 10 minutes a day, 30 minutes a day, an hour a day. I don't care. Practice is what makes you comfortable and confident. That is the key to the presentation. The preparation of the presentation, the articulation of value, that knowing I'm providing more of what people like, I'm taking away what they don't like, I'm providing more of what's working, I'm taking away what's not working, I'm providing more of what they know and taking away what they don't know. Presentation and practice, and it is a comfort and confidence of not only knowing your timing and risk tolerance of that articulation of value, but being able to be comfortable and confident in articulating it. And the last component is also attributing to the comfortable and confidentness of being able to present in the way that you present, which causes exponentiality of results, is the bottom line. You see, 80% of most people's businesses, because of where you have to start, you never get out of that motion, but where you have to start, 80% of business would bankrupt you because you start by taking deals that you're either breaking even with or losing money on. So that's how you start business. You know, you got a pilot, MVP, beta testing, you know, get some revenue in, giving free samples. You're either breaking even or losing money when you first start. But there comes a time when you know your timing and risk tolerance, you know your perceived value, and you know your bottom line, and you got to stick to it so that you don't go bankrupt. Because if all the business you had was breaking even or losing money, you would go bankrupt. And not only does it allow you to stay in business, but it allows you to continue, like you, Brent, increase your revenue, because you're increasing through practice the articulation of value, the presentation of that value, to give people more of what they like, take away what they don't like, or what they know, take away what they don't know, more of what's working, take away what's not working. And within that presentation, it is no accident that you're getting the results that you desire or better, because through that process that we described, things start accelerating, aggregating on themselves, and compound exponentially the results. So you go from 2 profitable customers to 4 to 8 to 16 to 32 to 64. And you go from 16 to 32 faster than you went from 8 to 16. And you go from 32 to 64 faster than you went from 16 to 32. Acceleration, aggregation, compounding results. Be comfortable and confident through practice. Your capability of presenting by articulating the values here and described will change everything about the way that you personally and professionally do business. And I'm glad that you're seeing those results. Please talk to these people, Robin, Brent, join our group. It's thousands of people that want to help each other and know people that help each other. Thousands of people that will buy from you and sell for you for life. Can you see any reason you wouldn't want to join us? David@dmeltzer.com. I appreciate our community so much, and I want to thank you. Enjoy all freedom rings for you, through you, and to you. This has been the takeaway and Q&A for the month. Nick, why don't you go ahead and close out Clubhouse? I'll go ahead and close out the multicast. God bless everyone. Email me, David@dmeltzer.com. All right. Thank you, Nick. Thank you, everybody. Just as a reminder, all the exercises, guides, and my books, all you got to do is ask. My email is pinned right here. Whoops, right there. David@themeltzer.com. My mom purposely named me the beloved servant. Don't let me let her down. David means beloved. At D is the first initial of my name. Meltzer is my last name. It means servant. Let me be your beloved servant. David@themeltzer.com. We are in 200 cities a year. We do meetups for free, hold court for free, interviews. We do speeches. We do masterminds. We do VIP dinners for charity. We are blessed. We have a private networking group. I personally answer questions and network you in the proximity. I have a wait list for my one-on-one advisory investments. We do those. Email me. But if you want to be informed and invited to over 200 different events around the country and the world, 200. I use this. I'm part of the text community because I want to be informed and invited. My text is 949 area code. 298-2905. Please text me 949-298-2905. Email me David@themeltzer.com. Remember, let freedom ring. Appreciate our differences. Be more interested in other people than interesting to other people. And most importantly, be kind. Be kind to yourself so you can be kind to others. Be kind to your future self so you can continually be kind to everyone. God bless you. Have a beautiful 4th of July weekend.